This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is it fair or is it foul?
Fastball tapped at the plate. It'll trickle down the third baseline. The Mariners are going to let it roll.
A knowledge test to see how well they know the big leagues.
Lenny Randle gets down on his hands and knees and blows on it like a curler, and it goes foul.
And what our distinguished hosts think about the stories that popped up around the big leagues.
But he got down on his hands and knees and literally blew the ball across the foul line.
This is Fair or Foul on the Hot Corner on 1080 The Fan.
All right, this is everybody's favorite Fair or Foul. We do it at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour every single Tuesday. And let's let this bad boy breathe. Tried to break early so we could actually have some fun today.
By the way, Robbie Ray, for the most part, has kind of confirmed
that he's not very good.
No, that well, this
he's
year
a
he
former
is
Cy Young Award winner.
He is good this year, and it seems like kind of every other two seasons he decides he wants to be good. This year, dominant 7-0, 2.56 ERA. Last year, season got cut short, 4.7 ERA. The year before that, his last year in Seattle, did he have Tommy John or something like that?
He did.
So he barely pitched that year, 8.1.
It went down like his second start of the year.
His first full season in Seattle, 3.71.
Pretty
his
good.
His last season in Toronto with his Cy Young, 2.84.
His Tommy John season, he had 3.1 innings pitched and then had Tommy John.
Okay, so it was done. Just his first start. That's what it was.
8 ERA from that game.
His first season in Toronto, he went literally like 4.79. Last season in Arizona, literally went like 7.84, 6.62. 3.93 in Arizona,
2.89,
and then 4.90. So the dude is an absolute roller coaster ride, and the Giants are riding the high of it right now.
But hey, he's 7-0 right now with a 2.56 ERA.
Yeah.
We'll watch him. All right, without further ado, we turn it over to our fantastic producer, Schultze.
They got the better end of that trade, the Giants did, because
sure
Mitch
did.
Haniger, what is he, sitting on his couch watching YouTube videos?
They sure did.
One less ball.
But I mean, you had to get rid of Robbie Ray, though. That was a salary dump.
But they literally got back basically a month of major league production and a broken outfielder that ended up being released the next season. Like, it was a terrible trade.
Yeah.
And at the time, I feel like it was just done with short-sightedness. And now, oh, look, long-term, it screwed you even worse.
Just, hey, when Robbie Ray has a 5.8 ERA next year, you'll be fine.
You'll be fine.
Honestly, yeah. I think, dude, it's not just me, you guys. What is he making, like $23, $25 million? I think there are 20 teams that would take that, even if it were an off year of Robbie Ray, because what he's producing for you this year for the Giants, that $20-plus million salary is cheap. So, just saying. All right, guys. Let's see. What do I got here? Ooh, starting off with something we hit on last hour. Go get your podcast anywhere you get your 1080 The Fan podcast. Rhymes with Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Ha. It's actually those words. We were talking Detroit Tigers. They have the best record in MLB so far. Pretty shockingly, it's, I mean, led by great guys like Spencer Torkelson, Tariq Skubal.
My Tigers.
Your Tigers.
Yeah, congrats, you guys. Your Tigers. I know you're heavily, heavily invested in them, but people have said they're the best young team in baseball since their surge last season into the playoffs. But do you think they can keep that going to the end of this season? Fair or foul, the Detroit Tigers will finish the season with the best record in Major League Baseball.
Ooh, sexy.
Ooh. Chop that line up.
In Major League Baseball?
In all of Major League Baseball, because they got the best record right now by a game, so figured, why the hell not? Everybody.
I'll go first. I'll say fair. I like it. I like this team a lot. I think we're watching the American League East fall apart. I think we're watching the American League West fall apart a little bit. That division is really, really difficult, sure. But I think the American League on a whole is kind of weak. Yeah, Yeah, I'll take it. Give me the Tigers. I like the Tigers to have the best record in baseball at the end of the year. I don't necessarily like them in the World Series. I think if Carlos Rodon continues to pitch like this, the Yanks are going to be a tough out. And who knows? By the way, Logan Evans right now for the Mariners, it's in the top of the eighth, and he has 75 pitches.
We might see ninth or tenth complete game of the season so far. It's a 7-1 lead. Danny's got to leave him in. The bullpen needs a break.
Oh, and Josh Bell goes deep.
Are you serious?
No.
Thank you. I was just like, are you like 10 seconds ahead of me? Like, what the hell?
I hope this happens
on?
Again, because remember the hoppy thing from a couple weeks ago?
I hate you.
Damn it!
Now I'm really hoping that Josh Bell just goes yard here. He got walked. Lame.
I will say fair. Yeah, I like it.
Well, I am curious. Curiouser and curiouser I become.
Curious and curious.
How much of the Central Division they have played so far? Just taking a quick look. They played the Guardians once. They played Kansas City once. The Twins once. So they played each divisional opponent once. Because I just wonder, as the season goes on and they have to face those teams a little bit more, if there's going to be a couple more losses.
Let's see here.
What the toughest remaining schedule looks like.
Got their schedule up. They are about to go to Kansas City.
All right, I'm going to Tankathon here. They're going to tell me the toughest remaining schedule in baseball.
Then in June, they have the White Sox. They host the Cubs at the Orioles. Host the Reds, Pirates, Rays, A's, Twins. That's the month of June.
So I was going to say that that the Cubs will usurp them and the rest of baseball with the best record in the MLB by season's end.
Oh, dude, July 29th, they're hosting the Diamondbacks. It's Grateful Dead night.
Oh, find your way down there, man.
To Detroit? Dude, I hate the Tigers, man. I can't go there.
With some caps, man.
Grilled cheese sandwiches, maybe.
Detroit has the fourth easiest schedule remaining in baseball.
Nice.
My Cubs have the fifth easiest remaining schedule.
You watch
in
your
baseball.
Mouth with that stuff. That's our, my Cubs.
Our
Cubs.
Cubs have the fifth remaining schedule. So I am going to say that the Cubs usurp Detroit and they end up becoming the
They'll
team
do
with
it.
The best record in baseball.
They will do it.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Cubs. I'm flying the W, baby.
Dude, I love the Cubs.
I love it.
Fight like a crow.
I'm fighting like an Armstrong. Fight milk.
All right, guys, let's get into another one. In the last couple of weeks, obviously, seen a couple of managers go. Rockies manager Bud Black gone. Derek Shelton of the Pirates
and that
gone.
Was it. No one else.
Sorry. And now Brandon Hyde for the Baltimore Orioles. Yes, there are probably a couple more to go, but a lot of the discussions around, especially the lesser teams like the Rockies or maybe the White Sox, who have a brand new manager in Will Venable but don't really know what the hell to do elsewhere in their organization, talking about the amount of money that they spend, not really on players, because we've all talked about a salary cap or a salary floor in every sport, especially baseball, but we haven't gotten anywhere. But it's interesting to see the difference in money that teams spend on development, on even like a nutritionist, for instance. You know, if you've got a smaller scouting department, say like the Rockies do, or you only have one Moneyball type analyst like the Rockies do, you're just not up to par like other teams. I've heard, and I made this point a couple weeks ago on the show, that when you go to the Rockies, they just kind of tell you, hey, get out on the field and play, kid. Whereas opposed to you go basically any other organization in Major League Baseball, the Mariners, the Yankees, the Dodgers, they will present you with data. They'll present you with info, and they have the tools to try to help you get better as a player. So guys, fair or foul, are we at the point that MLB needs to mandate a minimum amount of money all teams must spend on things like trading, scouting, coaches and player development? Fair or foul?
I'll go first on this. I don't think so. I think you got to kind of let teams operate the way they want to operate. You know, if Tampa wants, you know, look, Tampa doesn't spend a lot of money, but they invest a ton in analytics. That's the route they want to go. Snitker in Atlanta, he ain't doing analytics, you know? And I think you run a dangerous path of kind of telling teams how to operate, you know? If you tell teams how to operate, you don't get a Billy Bean. You don't get a Theo Epstein. You don't get a Dave Dombrowski. You don't get a Brian Cashman, you know? And I think it's a little dangerous to kind of dictate how to operate. Now, I see your point, though. I do want there to be a way where teams are putting in the same kind of effort as everybody. I just think, how, you know, if it's nutritionists versus analytics, I think it's a little tough to force teams to go that route if they don't want to. And crappy organizations going to be crappy organizations.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with Patrick on this and say foul. There definitely should be a salary cap minimum, as we have talked about
before
on this show.
I want the floor desperately.
Yeah, I mean, you know, as far as they need to spend the minimum this amount. But yeah, as far as what they're putting their resources into and what parts of their franchise, that's a little bit tougher to gauge. And I don't want to be like full-blown conspiracy theorist, but like them cooking the books and saying, oh, yeah, we're spending this much on this. Yeah, don't you worry. And MLB is like, all right, check, you know. Yeah, I say foul on this, that teams, how they want to operate, spend their money on to make their teams better, that's on them. But the one thing they should as hell spend a certain minimum amount of money on is the players.
Yeah, you can't have a $30 million payroll.
I mean, to that point, the Marlins, for instance, signed at the time Giancarlo Stanton to that massive deal that basically everybody behind the scenes knew they had no intention of fully paying out on.
Right.
There was another one. I think the Rockies signed, Nolan Arenado at the time to a big deal. They ended up trading him to the Cardinals because it was just not. It was just this belief that they wanted to give their fans that they were spending this money when they did not want to. So that's a good point, too. All right, guys, next one up, fair or foul. Kyle Schwarber in the news. Last week, hitting his 300th career home run. And got me thinking, he is one of the most, I would say, successful home run hitters in the last decade in Major League Baseball. Walks a lot, hits a lot of home runs, strikes out as well. That three true outcome hitter in Major League Baseball that we all love. But he's actually upped his average the last couple of seasons. 248 last year with 38 bombs and 257 this year with 18 bombs so far. And, of course, his 300th home run up to 302 career, guys. At age 32, fair or foul, Kyle Schwarber will hit 500 career home runs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm going to say foul. I feel like that we're going to start seeing some breaking down here soon. But he does kind of feel like this generation's Adam Dunn, in a sense.
And Adam Dunn's got over 400 home runs.
Or bite my tongue, Jim Tomei.
Oh, Jim Tomei has 600 home runs, dude.
Yeah, Jim Tomei's a
you watch your mouth. That disgusting
legend.
Garbage coming out of it.
Jim
Tomei is a first ballot bona fide Hall of Famer.
True or false? Kyle Schwarber, best player from that Cubs World Series team.
Fair.
Kind of looking like it. At
everybody
this
else has dropped off the planet, unless you count the comeback player of the century in Javi Baez.
Yeah, actually.
But yes.
That's also fair.
But yes, I think you are right. Kyle Schwarber is the best player from that team.
Not to hijack fair or foul here, but I mean, fair foul.
I am optimistic on this. I'm going to say fair. I do think he will get to 500 home runs. He hits 40 every year. So can he do that five more times? Maybe at 32? Maybe. You know, he DHs. He doesn't play in the outfield. The question is Kyle Schwarber always seems like a player who's really good, but nobody really wants him. You know what I mean? Helps the Cubs win a World Series, then goes to the Nationals, then goes to the Red Sox, then goes to the Phillies, where he seems to have found a home. But I think he's a free agent at the end of the year. So that's the strangest thing. The second fascinating part to this is if Kyle Schwarber hits 500 home runs, is Joe Flacco elite?
Shut up.
Is he a Hall of Famer?
Get out of here.
Does he go into the Hall of Fame because he broke 500? Because when I watch Kyle Schwarber, I say that is a very good home run hitter. But never do I think he's a Hall of Famer.
Is Clay Thompson a Hall of Famer?
He is, dude. He's got four rings, bro. He's got four rings, one of the best 3 and D to ever do it.
We'll find out.
Stop.
I mean,
but you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, 500 gets you in, but Kyle Schwarber never strikes me as a Hall of Fame player.
I don't know, dude. I feel like he's... I just, like, I'm picturing myself in, what is it, 7-8 years from now, and I just can't... I can't put the vision in my head. That's Kyle Schwarber's 500th home run. It just doesn't seem like that's a plausible thing that's going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah, you can almost kind of hear stuff in your head.
Yeah, you try, again, you just try and play the image, and it's just not happening.
Yeah, Spencer Strider has thrown the 29th perfect game. You're like, oh, I can hear that.
He would have to remain exceedingly healthy for this to happen.
See, that's what I'm saying. It's like he's been, I mean, this is what is 9th, 10th year in the
10th or 11th, yeah.
Yeah.
Something like that. So you're saying that he's going to give me 7 to 8 more seasons of at least 30 home runs?
I'm trying to be optimistic and have him get 500 because I want to see if he doesn't make the Hall of Fame.
I mean, I thought that was the 500's a clear
dude,
indicator.
If he continues at this pace and gets 500,
that's the number, man.
I would probably put him in. Yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, I'm not in yet. No, not at all.
Wow, okay.
Not at all.
See, I don't know. It could be one of those things that, I mean,
is he like a Craig Biggio? Is he Tim Rock Reigns gets in on his 10th ballot?
I got to stop myself because I think that's one of those where it's like, all right, congrats on hitting 500 home runs, dude. That's what you're going to be known
that's
for.
That's what you're known for.
Like, you are Adam Dunn at that point. Like,
you're better.
You are just...
Oh, I'd rather have Kyle Schwarber than Adam Dunn.
I don't know, dude.
Really?
I mean, I feel like Adam Dunn, by the time that Kyle Schwarber's career is
over, hitter who bats 200.
By the time that Kyle Schwarber's career is done, I bet you that Adam Dunn will have a better resume than Kyle Schwarber.
All right. Interesting.
We'll have to talk about this in 8 years.
We'll see you in 8 years, Joey.
Oh, man. Good stuff, guys. All right. Final fair or foul really quickly. Got to do with Julio Rodriguez actually having, I would say, one of the best early parts of the season ever in his career.
He's batting 280.
No, he's batting 240 right now, but it's hell of a lot better than 210. Over the last month or so, he's batting 280, but he's got 7 home runs.
You gotta love optimistic fans.
In that span. Well, I'm not trying to be optimistic. I'm literally looking at his stats from earlier years, and April, May just look like ass for him now. Actually looking like he knows what he's doing. Early parts in the season. So, guys, Julio, of course, has kind of been the main part of the Mariners' batting lineup. Cal Raleigh maybe inserting himself in there in the last year or two. But the team kind of goes as Julio's gone. So, by the way, they are up 7-1 right now. He has hit a 2-run bomb tonight. Cal Raleigh with 2 as well. So, fair or foul, guys, Julio Rodriguez will set a career high 4 home runs this season. He only hit 32. That is the most in his career. I say only because this is a guy that people expect to hit 40 a few times. He's in that Bobby Witt realm. He's in that young superstar realm. I'm sorry, you don't think he is, Joe, but a lot of national prognosticators think he's that young superstar that's supposed to hit those kind of numbers. So fair or foul, guys, he will set a new career high in home runs this season, more than 32.
All right. I will preface this by saying he is still very, very young. He's
very young.
24 years old, so yes.
Extremely athletic. Boy, I love watching him play in center field.
He is like the Shaden Sharp of the Seattle
kind
Mariners.
Kind of is.
Ooh,
kind
I
of
love
is.
That comparison.
The talent is there.
Yeah.
You
love
can
that.
See it.
And everybody's just
it
kind
leaps
of...
leaps off the page.
Yeah, it has these moments where I'm
that
like, dude, he's...
a great, great example.
He is the future of this team. And yeah. Then you're just kind of like, damn it!
Right?
Right? He's the future. Like... And yes, well, very true. It's like, oh, yeah, he's having a good start in terms of Julio Rodriguez starts. And I'm sorry. I was just getting so worked up over Jordan talking about him that I completely forgot the fair or foul.
He will have more home runs this season than any other season.
Career
so
high
32.
32.
He had 32.
So 33 or not, fair or foul.
And he's got 9 so far, and we're a fifth or
he
a third through the season.
10 tonight. And yeah,
so 10. So he's on pace for about 30 home
about
runs.
About 30 home runs.
I'm going to say fair because he turns it on late. That's how he plays, is that, you know, once he gets past All-Star break, makes adjustments, does something different. So at this point, I will say fair because this is the best start of any year that he's had, and he turns it on late. So, yes, I will say fair.
I will also say fair. However, there are a couple things. He better do it this year. Because if he doesn't do it this year, the questions are going to start being asked. And I don't know how he's going to deal with that kind of pressure. Because came out with a bang, got his bag, and Schulte, I love your optimism, but 240 ain't going to cut it for me. I think there is a very, very good chance that Julio Rodriguez is an A-plus defender and is a 275, 30 home run guy. I think there's a very realistic chance that that's the case.
That ain't bad. That was...
That ain't bad. That's Torii Hunter.
That's Carlos Beltran.
That's Carlos Beltran. That's Torii Hunter.
Yeah.
Both those guys are fringe Hall of Famers.
I'm trying to pull up a certain player's career stat line before I say it out loud because I think...
You're about to offend somebody.
Well, yeah. You pulling out like an Andrew Jones comparison or some bullshit? No, like that?
Andrew Jones was good.
I think
he
can get a lot of home runs.
I mean, I think it's going to make you even more mad. But honestly, when I'm looking at this career line,
oh god,
I don't think you're going to be upset with a Derek Lee-esque career
for a center fielder.
Yeah, I mean, hell, Derek Lee, he had 331 home runs.
Derek Lee.
Derek
Sorry,
Lee.
I spaced off there for a moment. Derek Lee. You're comparing Julio Rodriguez to Derek Lee. Derek Lee won a World Series.
He did.
Just saying.
Won zero gold gloves, though.
That's not true. He won three.
He won
three gold gloves?
So it says right here on his baseball
reference. I mean, he's tall, dude.
Well, that's true.
Three gold gloves, silver slugger,
World
batting
World
titles.
2003. Marlins.
I mean. At this point, if you're Julio, are you upset with that?
Derek Lee got paid too.
Now I have
when he went
to
Chicago.
I have to go to Julio's baseball reference page to see what his his
comparable players.
Yes, what he's tracking.
What is reference? I want to know what reference says.
Yeah, all right. Scroll.
Raul Ibanez.
You literally almost made me say the F word. You literally. Oh my god, I almost said it.
Similar batters through the age of 23: Jack Clark, Jeff Francoeur.
Oh, dude, Francoeur was one of the largest prospects in the history of Major League Baseball.
So this list,
he was a pretty good player.
Dell Ennis, Greg Luzinski.
Through the age of 23, this list is pretty hard to compare to.
Jeff Burrows. Wait, hold on, I'm getting there. Michael Harris the second. But at number seven, Barry effing Bonds.
Barry effing Bonds?
What about in the next category? What about players he's tracking?
Just similar batters right now. Luis Robert Jr.
Oh, God, heaven help us all. All
Rocco Baldelli.
Oh,
Jim Greengrass do it for you?
Down goes Anderson! Down goes Anderson!
Oh, Joe, these are some scary truths you're dropping here,
buddy. I don't even see Derek Lee anywhere on this list.
I don't think I'm ever going to ask a question about Julio again, guys. Holy ass.
For the record, I love Julio. My wife yesterday wore my... I have a T-shirtsy. I have a jersey from Julio Rodriguez.
Nice. Teal or blue?
Blue.
All right.
See-through.
Look at those nipples.
Makes my nipple piercings pop.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.